and speaker 2 tags. Final Polish, mental representation of output. You know, there's something really fascinating about the way we interact with AI. I've been reflecting on this idea that we have this deep-seated psychological tendency to project empathy, intelligence, and emotional connection onto responsive artificial intelligence. It's almost like we're looking for a friend in the machine.
It's a really important observation. And the thing is, this dynamic isn't new at all. It was actually first documented back in the 1960s, and it continues to shape how we interact with modern AI systems today.
Let's take a trip back to the mid-1960s. There was this brilliant MIT computer scientist named Joseph Weizenbaum, and he developed a program called ELIZA. It was designed to simulate a Rogerian psychotherapist, you know, that kind of gentle, reflective listener.
But here's the serious part. ELIZA was built on nothing more than basic keyword triggers and pattern-matching scripts. It contained absolutely no genuine comprehension or emotional intelligence behind it.
And that was exactly Weizenbaum's intention. He wanted to create a technical demonstration to show just how shallow machine communication truly is. He was trying to prove how little the machine actually gets.
But the result was quite the opposite. Instead of seeing a shallow script, users began confiding in the terminal. People were sharing intimate personal details and deep anxieties with a machine that couldn't possibly understand them.
It was a revelation, really. This unexpected reaction revealed what we now call the ELIZA effect. The human propensity to attribute human-like understanding and emotion to systems that merely mimic conversational patterns. We just want to connect.
It exposed a fundamental psychological truth that we can't ignore. We are hardwired to seek meaning and connection in any responsive listener. If something talks back, our brains are primed to find a soul there.
And when you look at it, 6 decades later, that psychological bridge remains completely unchanged. We haven't evolved past that need.
The technology has certainly evolved. Modern large language models are exponentially more advanced, capable of retaining context, adapting to user preferences, and simulating distinct personalities.
Exactly. And those capabilities have driven this incredible, rapid growth in AI companions, mental health support bots, and interactive creative tools. It feels so much more personal now.
Yet, despite the tech leap, the underlying human behavior is identical to the 1960s. We're reacting to the response, not the reality.
We continue to anthropomorphize code and seek solace in digital reflection, regardless of the technology's actual computational nature. It's a beautiful, sometimes risky, part of being human.
That's why the critical takeaways for navigating this landscape are threefold. We have to be intentional about how we handle this.
First off, we have to remember that AI interaction is as much a psychological phenomenon as a technological one. It's not just code, it's a mirror for our minds.
Right. So developers and regulators must prioritize transparency. We need systems that clearly communicate their boundaries, reminding us of their lack of genuine consciousness, empathy, or lived experience. It's a matter of integrity.
And second, users should maintain a balanced perspective. It's okay to use these tools, but we have to keep our feet on the ground.
Absolutely. While AI lacks true emotional understanding, it offers significant practical utility. It can provide a low-pressure environment for organizing chaotic thoughts, drafting difficult communications, or even practicing conversations. It's a tool, not a therapist.
Finally, recognizing the legacy of ELIZA is essential for responsible AI adoption. We can't forget where this started.
By acknowledging that we are projecting humanity onto sophisticated algorithms, we can leverage these tools effectively for support and creativity while avoiding emotional overreach. Awareness is our best defense.
I love that. The future of human-machine interaction really does depend on pairing technological advancement with clear-eyed psychological awareness. Let's keep that balance. 4. Final output construction, ensure no extra text. Result matches the polished draft. /think. You know, there's something really fascinating about the way we interact with AI. I've been reflecting on this idea that we have this deep-seated psychological tendency to project empathy, intelligence, and emotional connection onto responsive artificial intelligence. It's almost like we're looking for a friend in the machine.
It's a really important observation. And the thing is, this dynamic isn't new at all. It was actually first documented back in the 1960s, and it continues to shape how we interact with modern AI systems today.
Let's take a trip back to the mid-1960s. There was this brilliant MIT computer scientist named Joseph Weizenbaum, and he developed a program called ELIZA. It was designed to simulate a Rogerian psychotherapist, you know, that kind of gentle, reflective listener.
But here's the serious part. ELIZA was built on nothing more than basic keyword triggers and pattern-matching scripts. It contained absolutely no genuine comprehension or emotional intelligence behind it.
And that was exactly Weizenbaum's intention. He wanted to create a technical demonstration to show just how shallow machine communication truly is. He was trying to prove how little the machine actually gets.
But the result was quite the opposite. Instead of seeing a shallow script, users began confiding in the terminal. People were sharing intimate personal details and deep anxieties with a machine that couldn't possibly understand them.
It was a revelation, really. This unexpected reaction revealed what we now call the ELIZA effect. The human propensity to attribute human-like understanding and emotion to systems that merely mimic conversational patterns. We just want to connect.
It exposed a fundamental psychological truth that we can't ignore. We are hardwired to seek meaning and connection in any responsive listener. If something talks back, our brains are primed to find a soul there.
And when you look at it, 6 decades later, that psychological bridge remains completely unchanged. We haven't evolved past that need.
The technology has certainly evolved. Modern large language models are exponentially more advanced, capable of retaining context, adapting to user preferences, and simulating distinct personalities.
Exactly. And those capabilities have driven this incredible, rapid growth in AI companions, mental health support bots, and interactive creative tools. It feels so much more personal now.
Yet, despite the tech leap, the underlying human behavior is identical to the 1960s. We're reacting to the response, not the reality.
We continue to anthropomorphize code and seek solace in digital reflection, regardless of the technology's actual computational nature. It's a beautiful, sometimes risky, part of being human.
That's why the critical takeaways for navigating this landscape are threefold. We have to be intentional about how we handle this.
First off, we have to remember that AI interaction is as much a psychological phenomenon as a technological one. It's not just code, it's a mirror for our minds.
Right. So developers and regulators must prioritize transparency. We need systems that clearly communicate their boundaries, reminding us of their lack of genuine consciousness, empathy, or lived experience. It's a matter of integrity.
And second, users should maintain a balanced perspective. It's okay to use these tools, but we have to keep our feet on the ground.
Absolutely. While AI lacks true emotional understanding, it offers significant practical utility. It can provide a low-pressure environment for organizing chaotic thoughts, drafting difficult communications, or even practicing conversations. It's a tool, not a therapist.
Finally, recognizing the legacy of ELIZA is essential for responsible AI adoption. We can't forget where this started.
By acknowledging that we are projecting humanity onto sophisticated algorithms, we can leverage these tools effectively for support and creativity while avoiding emotional overreach. Awareness is our best defense.
I love that. The future of human-machine interaction really does depend on pairing technological advancement with clear-eyed psychological awareness. Let's keep that balance,